This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, last segment here with Pete Santilli. I'm inclined to stand up and salute my screen with Pete here. As Donald Trump's plane now in the air, you can see it taking off, heading to New York. There were massive crowds of people in support of Donald Trump outside of Mar-a-Lago, and there is already a mass of people waiting at Trump Tower for his arrival. Now, Pete Santilli with us for one more segment. Okay, Pete, what do you think goes on with this potential gag order? I'm somewhat familiar with this going through my political persecution and knowing about others that I've covered. Realistically, I feel like the only gag they could put on Donald Trump is to somehow say, if we release you from jail today or we don't hold you here today, that you can't talk about the case publicly outside of your, you know, attorney-client privilege. You can't make public comments. So basically, he's not going to be able to go around the country campaigning, talking about this case, which is problematic in and of itself with the threats of incarceration. But they're making it sound like that they'll just try to keep him from campaigning altogether, which is unprecedented. Pete, what do you think's going on?
I'm gonna say it very succinctly. You ready? I said for the entire segment that they're taking away my vote. Now what they're trying to do is to pile on and not only say, you can't have your vote. We're going to make sure that everybody around you doesn't hear from President Trump. They don't see the fight. We will win. We will brainwash everyone. So thereby canceling my freaking vote by having exclusive rights over the media. You're going to silence President Trump, and you're going to basically slow cook like a boiling frog. Everyone is accepting the St. Elmo's fire. St. Elmo, the Knight of Malta, Ron DeSantis, which George Bush so far the Bush is so far up his keister. They want you to accept what they have to offer. So not only is my voice being taken away, my vote being taken away, my constitutional rights being deprived, but they're also going to brainwash everyone else through silencing President Trump, taking over the media, and mentioning crime, 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 crime. That's a double whammy on my vote. It's a deprivation of rights. You know what? This isn't about President Trump, folks. They will get away with whatever we let them get away with. And I hereby tell you, we can do this peacefully. Anybody says I can't speak out like this, anyone that's threatened by my words, this is the hill I'm going to fight on. I will not back down. I will speak out peacefully. The representation of that spirit is the candle that the Romanians in tens of millions stood. Some of them died because the communists threatened to shoot them, but they refused to back down. I want to ask each and every one of you. I've lit the first candle here. Join me in the spirit. Light a candle. Stand in peace. Never back down. And let's get out in the streets.
Yeah, I'm thinking about having a candle and just putting it on my desk every day now. And maybe we just use that for you know, commentators and stuff just as our symbol of peacefully trying to take this country back. And, Pete, let me just throw one more thing out there because I get this all the time. And believe me, I get it, folks. Okay? Pete, you mentioned this earlier. I'm as sick as Donald Trump as almost anybody else. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, okay? I've dealt with political persecution for my support of Donald Trump. I've been arrested 3 times because of my support of Donald Trump. I've been completely censored on the internet because of my support for Donald Trump. And you know how many times Donald Trump and his people have reached out to me? 0 times. You know how many boxes full of autographed hats I've gotten to give out on the air? 0 times. You know how many invites I've gotten to Mar-a-Lago? 0 invites. I get nothing from Donald Trump. I've supported this man and paid the price for it and have gotten nothing in return. He's not going to come on air and do an interview with me. But you know what? I don't care. Donald Trump is not my daddy. I didn't do this to get favor in Donald Trump. No. Everything Pete Santilli is right. What they're doing to Donald Trump, they're going to do to us next. And if I am willing to put it all on the line again for Donald Trump, even though I'm sick of him, that should show you how serious this is. So believe me, I get it, Pete. But I understand this is bigger than Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather have 150 million people right now lighting candles to stand up for your constitutional rights than rely upon one man, because that's too much for one man to carry. Plus, they can lock them up like they're trying to do right now. 150 million candles right now. Let's do it.
We now have three new game-changing products. They're in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. There's such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential to read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. Those have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, one existential crisis to the next. Tom Renz joins me now with just devastating news, truly. And we heard about this last year. The idea, the potential, or even the practice that mRNA injections were being put into cattle and farm animals and essentially the animals eventually that we eat, mRNA being injected into the animals that we eat. And at first they said, no, that's not happening. That's not the case. It's not going on. Well, unfortunately, now that is exactly the case. And Thomas Renz has the receipts to prove it. He joins me now. Okay, so as if the mRNA injections weren't enough of a disaster with all the arms, the human arms they've put them in, now they're going to put them into the animals. What do you think is going on here, Thomas Renz?
Well, I mean, you know, they didn't kill enough with the first round of jabs, so they need to keep going, I guess. Yeah, listen, this is unbelievable. And just so that you know, Owen, because I had a couple people respond to this. They said, you know, well, I'm just going to eat veggies. That ain't going to help. It ain't going to help because they're doing it there, too. In fact, it appears that it would be easier from a scientific perspective to get the gene therapy aspects of the mRNA jabs into humans through engineered vegetables than for animals. But, you know, I've got going back all the way, and we've been all over this. We've been posting it on Twitter, and it's honestly, it's the most viral thing I've ever had. We're over 4 million impressions on one tweet right now. But collectively, we're looking at many, many, many millions of views and eyes.
Wow. Thank God. Let me tell you, that is so key, because that would have not happened if Elon Musk did not buy Twitter. Wow.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, by the way, it appears in many ways that I'm still shadow banned. I mean, Elon's doing a great job, and I support that Musk is making these moves, and I'm grateful that he is. But, you know, it's a big company. There's still stuff going on there. You know, this stuff should have been – in less than 2 days, we had over 4 million tweets. You would have thought every word in that tweet would have been trending. But we had almost nothing trending from there. And honestly, I've tried to post certain things that I wasn't allowed to post. It just wouldn't let me post them until I got rid of certain words. So I think Elon's doing a great job, but I think he's got more work to do on that. But anyways, we are getting the word out. Praise God. It's getting all over the place. And, you know, people are not happy about this. So we got a good, honest legislature, and there is one, at least one of them. Holly Jones, she works with me. She's a great friend, and she's elected as a House rep in Missouri. She sponsored Missouri House Bill 1169. Does three things, Owen. Three things. First, requires disclosure if a product has gene therapy qualities. Seems pretty straightforward. Second, it requires that if there are gene therapy aspects of a product, that any information about its transmissibility or shedding be something that you can request. And third, it requires informed consent for any sort of a medical intervention or gene therapy, including all benefits and risks, not just side effects, but serious adverse events of special interest. Because those were excluded, as you know, from the disclosures on the COVID shots. So now three things. So we don't ban anything in this bill. It's a two-page bill, no riders, and it's in deeply red, very Republican Missouri. So you'd think it's an easy pass, right? It is being resisted like you can't believe. The rhino wing of the Republican Party in Missouri is battling this. They've sold out to the lobbyists tooth and nail. They don't want you to know that they're going to put gene therapy drugs into your food and poison you with
it. I was going to say, that's all big pharma lobbying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. The number one producer of seeds in this country is Bayer Monsanto. I think they're the number one producer in the world. Monsanto, owned by Bayer. Bayer is a pharmaceutical company, right? It always comes back to big pharma. Bill Gates, largest holder of agricultural land in the United States, right? You got CCP, owns tons of our farmland. These CCP-owned factory farms, the Gates factory farms. See, these guys, they're the reason that these guys are opposing this. So you've got the Cattlemen's Association, the Pork Association, and I posted all the lobbyists that opposed House Bill 1169 in Missouri, and I posted the Emerging Issues Committee phone numbers and emails, so feel free to get a hold of them. It's on my Twitter, @RensTom. And, you know, we posted this online so that people can contact these people and let them know. Let them know. Do you want informed consent, or do you want them to sell out to the lobbyists? Do you want Bill Gates and his factory farms to be able to do this? But, you know, the most shocking thing about this, or, well, I don't even know if there can be a most shocking thing about this at this point. But one of them, Owen, the lobbyists that testified right after I did, do you know, I want you to brace yourself. Do you know why he opposed this? He said that if we're required to disclose this, we're going to have to put labels on all of our GMO foods. So what he's saying is that all of their GMO foods, they know they're affecting our genes. Did you know that? Because I didn't.
Well, that's actually amazing, because this issue, they basically found a way to have certified organic not actually be organic. Like, they've rigged that whole certified organic through the USDA system, that there's certain protocols that they can pass to get certified organic, but to actual organic people, they know that that's not actually organic. So they had to start new private endeavors, like the non-GMO project, to put those labels on the food products, because the U.S. government was giving the food processing and producers a loophole that, okay, well, it's not fully organic, but if you match these characteristics, we'll give you the organic label, even though it's not organic. So they're basically telling you, if you knew what we were actually putting in your food, you wouldn't eat it.
That's literally their opposition to the bill. They literally said, well, we'd have to label everything. We can't do that. Well, wait a second. Are you kidding me? So, you know, the good thing about that, Owen, is that means that all I need to do is come up with the studies showing that the GMO foods that they're already creating are causing health issues. And, man, if I got a lawsuit, I got a great one right there. So we're just going to have to do some homework and get that information, because apparently they've been knowingly poisoning us and screwing with us for a number of years.
Yep.
But, yeah, that doesn't take away from the fact that this bill would change that, right? This simple transparency disclosure bill would require that they tell us if it's a gene therapy product. That you're looking at there, how to make an edible vaccine, that was published in the year 2000. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, very straightforward. They've known how to put vaccines in vegetables for a very, very long time. And now they're doing it. Now they're going to do it.
And that's what this is. It's vaccinating you through your food. Because they know there's all kinds of different reasons why people don't want to put the needle injection into their arm. I mean, there's a litany of reasons. So they figure, well, we'll just trick you. We'll deceive you. We'll put the vaccines in the food, and you won't even know what hit you. And it's all proof right here. You've got the proof. You, working with legislators, putting out basic, common sense, reasonable, easy to read and understand bills, and they're fighting it tooth and nail because if you knew what they were doing to our food, you wouldn't eat it.
Who would? And, you know, I want to, I believe you got a break coming up, but I'll tell you after the break, I would love to tell you guys about Bill Gates' factory meat and why that's such a big risk. Because, you know, these guys, you got to understand the evil that these people, it's just mind blowing. And, you know, there's a reason that the WHO was willing to pull the recommendation for children to get vaccinated. It's because they don't need to. They're going to try and put it in your food and poison you.
Yep.
So now they don't need the kids to get vaccinated because they're going to sneak it in and force you to do it that way.
Yep.
If you can't eat without it, they're going to know.
Or you just won't even be allowed to go to the grocery store unless you take your injection. I mean, they got all kinds of ways to turn us into their slaves. But we're going to be fighting it tooth and nail. Thomas Renz is with us. Now, folks, I barely even plugged today because this news is so important. But, hell, you might need to get some emergency food because in the future you won't be able to eat anything without getting your mRNA. So, you know, you might need some emergency food from InfoWarsStore.com just to avoid the vaccines they're putting in the food. That's how crazy it is.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages.
Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know, there's so much to cover here in this story beyond just them vaccinating you through the food. Oh, you don't want that needle in your arm because you know the repercussions? Well, they're going to find a way to get it into your body. And through the food is the agenda, the backup plan. And this is why Bill Gates is buying up so much farmland. I believe the number one owner of farmland in the United States now is Bill Gates. And Thomas Renz, my guest, was just about to get into that with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I mean, you've heard, and I'm sure, I mean, it's InfoWars, right? So the people watching this know the truth. Well, everybody's heard that Bill Gates wants to get rid of meat and only have factory meat, right? Well, let's think about this. Let's think about where this goes. Now, if you trust Bill Gates, you're going to call me a conspiracy theorist. But if you trust Bill Gates, I'm sorry, you're an idiot. So when you inject this stuff into the cows or into the pigs or whatever, an mRNA vaccine that goes into them is going to be something that RNA is not necessarily going to be compatible with human RNA. But what happens if you're creating a factory meat, right? So this yummy stuff that we're looking at here on the screen, what happens if you create that? Now, that meat is a protein, and it's an artificial protein. It can be anything they want, right? It can be any type of protein they want. So if they wanted to create a protein that was an artificial protein that had the qualities of a vaccine that would affect humans, where better to do it than a factory? And are you telling me that we should trust Bill Gates? I mean, really, at this point, you know, the human genocide machine, I mean, this guy is insane in every sense of the term, in my opinion. And yeah, he's been out here. How many comments does the guy got to make about population control? You know, I mean, he's done vaccination drives around the world where he's been just shredded. I mean, he's not welcome in many of the countries around the world.
It's well known. I mean, it used to be the white lab coats show up in Africa. They'd think, oh, this is great. They're going to bring us medicine and healing. Now the white lab coats show up in Africa. They run for the hills. They hide because they know they bring death and suffering. I mean, how do we get people? Because this is what it is. How do we get people to understand that the Bill Gates of the world, whether you agree with them or not, you have to understand the way they think, folks. They believe they've transcended humanity. The idea of humanity and civilization, they believe they've transcended it. They're ready to put it in the past. They're ready to put it in the dust. That's how they feel about you. They've seen the growth of humanity. They've seen the expansion of humanity, and they want to stop it. They want to put a halt to it. They want to end it. And they don't want to see humanity in the future on planet Earth. They want to see their vision, which whatever it is, humanless, robots, AI, resources, maybe they're, you know, thinking they're going to work with aliens or intergalactic or, you know, demons or something like that. I don't know. That's what it is, though. They've decided we don't like the growth of humanity. We don't want humanity to expand on Earth and into space. So we're going to stop it right now, right here, right now. That's what they're doing. How do we get people to understand that?
Well, you know, we got to keep talking about Owen, but let me take what you just said there, right? So 5 years ago, if you'd said that to me, and I was a guest on your show, I'd have hung up. I'd have said, that's insane. Have you lost your mind? Now, over the last 3 years, I've been just brutalized with truths that I would never have even thought possible. And, you know, what you just said is something that when I was listening to it, I found myself thinking two things. One is, this sounds like science fiction. But two is, but it's not. The reason it's not, and the reason I know it's not, is not because I've said it and not because you said it, but because our opponents have said it. Because Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari have gone on TV repeatedly and talked about the end of Homo sapiens, the end of the human race, the end of, we are the last generation of Homo sapiens. They're going to get rid of us. They're going to change our genetics. We're no longer going to be in the image of God. We're going to be in the image of whatever it is that they've got us in the image of. That's what they're telling us, right? And as insane as this sounds, I mean, every time I say it, it sounds insane. I hear myself saying this. I'm like, what the hell's happened to me? Have I lost my mind? Except for I'm not. I'm repeating what they've said, and I'm trying to tell people, listen, go watch. Go to, you know, Clay Clark has a wonderful thing on timetofreeamerica.com. He's got all these things broken down. You can listen to Harari and Schwab talking about this. These are the Bill Gates partners in crime. These are the guys, you know, Soros, Gates, Schwab, Harari, they're all the same. They're all pushing for this. And the thing about it is you've got to understand, I'm a fact guy. I'm an evidence guy. I'm my namesake, Doubting Thomas, right? I just don't believe things. I don't do the whole conspiracy theory thing. It's a theory until it's a fact, though. And now, as I've gone through and I've done this research and I've done this work, I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. You know, if a serial killer is holding a gun to your head and says, I'm going to shoot you, do you say, no, I don't believe you. That's nonsense. Nobody shoots people. I mean, these guys are literally, they've got the power. They've got the capacity, and they've been doing it for a long time. Should we not believe them when they tell us that they want to end Homo sapiens, that they want to end humanity as we know it, that they want to, you know, do whatever it is? They're going to, humans are hackable creatures. God is fake news. You know, we're going to be connected to the internet or you'll die. I mean, that's what they're saying. It's their words. I think it's insane. I think they've lost their minds. But should I not do anything about it? Should I just stand aside and bury my head in sand and say, yeah, some of, you know, the richest, most powerful people in the world are trying to end humanity, but I think it's ridiculous, so I'm going to just ignore it.
Well, that's the problem, I mean, right there. That is actually part of the justification of the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs and the Hararis, is because they see humanity burying their heads in Kim Kardashian's ass. They see, you know, they see humans burying their heads in nonsensical crap. And they're just taking the abuse over and over and over again. So in Bill Gates' mind, they're like, yeah, it's over for you. You're the dodo bird. You're going to go extinct now. You're going to be conquered by superior beings. And that's how they look at themselves. But, you know, here's how I try to explain it, because this is kind of a common theme that we see outside of the world of politics or whatever, right? It's somebody shares an image from the 70s. That's supposed to be depicting the future, and it's amazing infrastructure and huge skyscrapers and flying vehicles and jetpacks and all this stuff. It's like empowering humanity. And people are like, what happened to the future? This is the future I was given. There was a whole movie about it called Tomorrowland. Folks, you're in the scientific future. It's just not for you. You're not getting the advanced technology. You're not getting the access to energy. You're being shut off. The science fiction future you're in is now a digital globe, a digital encompassing globe in which you will be completely enslaved. So all the technology is there. It's just not being used to empower you. It's being used to enslave you.
Yeah, I mean, dead on. You know, why do you need to observe everything everybody's doing? Why is Harari talking about surveillance going under the skin? Why does he need to surveil me under the skin? Why does he care what I'm doing? Why does he care what's going on in my brain? Why does he want to end privacy even of thought? Why is he saying that? Why would that be, even if you can do it, why would you do that? Why would you want to know everything that's in my mind, and why would that be something that's any of your business? When they say that these are their goals, let's say for a second that they are nuts, because, they are. I don't think there's any question about that. But let's say for a second that, you know, this isn't really possible and they're just talking. Okay. Well, we've got a guy who's just talking about.
We are up against a break. Hold that thought. Pause it right there, folks. We'll be right back.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe, and Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Tom Renz is our guest. He was cut off by the break in the last segment. We were talking about the technological elite, the globalists, wanting to enslave and eradicate humanity. They believe they've transcended it. They're telling you all of this. But, Tom, you were explaining in the last segment, you were getting to the point before you were cut off before the break. Let's say they're just nuts. Let's say they're bat crap crazy. The break cut you off. Pick it up.
Yeah, well, let's say that they are nuts. Let's say that this technology is not real and they're just crazy, right? These are people who are getting invited to speak at Ivy League schools, the New York Times, they're friends with the presidents, they're the elite. Why are these lunatics being entertained? Why aren't they being shunned? I mean, if you said something racist or sexist or bigoted, you'd be shunned normally, right? These people are talking about enslaving people. They're talking about slavery. Literally, the absence of free will is slavery. That's what it is. And yet, instead of being called monsters, which they are, we're lauding them. We're holding them up as though they're some sort of intellectually superior being. I mean, it's ridiculous. Harari is a pencil-neck little weenie that should have been beat up on the playground. And my dream is that someday I can throw a dodgeball at his face. I dream of that. Okay, so I got weird dreams, I guess. But, you know, I just...
It's probably better than Harari's dreams.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really want to know what he's thinking about.
You're just throwing an innocent dodgeball. He's probably thinking about something a little more dark and sordid.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. But, you know, listen, these guys... Why are we listening to these guys? Harari, you know, I mean, every time he talks, he's got to bring up his favorite guy, Hitler. I mean, this guy is like a Hitler fan. He can't stop talking without talking about Hitler. Every time he talks, if only Hitler and Stalin had had this technology. Can you imagine if these guys had this technology? I hear it so many times. I don't understand it. You know, he made the comment about Joseph Goebbels. Oh, that guy really gets it. You know, I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Yet he gets invited to speak. He gets invited anywhere. The guy's a monster. I mean, he's ludicrous. Yet they keep inviting him back. Somehow he is the scientific advisor, despite the fact that he's a historian. I mean, the guy's a historian, yet somehow he's the scientific advisor for the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, who, by the way, for the record, you know, every time I look at him, I just think he looks like a penis. He actually, like, if you draw a picture, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a lack of credibility, but yeah, these guys, listen, we got to.
Well, he looks like a James Bond villain either way.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to make fun of these guys, right? Because we have to learn from our enemies and what they do. Saul Alinsky told us, you know, if you make fun of people, that's a heck of a way to diminish their power, and that's what we're doing here. I'm not afraid of Klaus Schwab. I'm not afraid of Bill Gates. I'm not afraid of Yuval Noah Harari or anybody else. The only thing that I fear on this planet is God himself. And, you know, we can't be afraid to fight these guys. And that's really the next step. The thing that we've got to do is we've got to take these. Look at that guy. Look at that creature. I mean, this is.
You can try to stop me, Thomas Renz, but you will eat the bugs, and we will microchip your brain just like everybody else. And Hitler only wishes he had this technology. We wish we had the same power and control that Hitler and Stalin and other authoritarians have had in the past. But ours will be far greater because it will be global in scale and it will be permanent once we put your microchip in your brain to control you. And then that's it for humanity. You will all die and we will transcend. I am Klaus Schwab, your new global slave master.
The beautiful thing is I hope, like, I need that clip and I want to play it repeatedly everywhere because that's actually exactly what they say. I mean, these guys are nuts, and yet they're viewed as credible. These guys are insane. I'm going to tell you, Owen, better to die on your feet than live on your knees. And this is a hill that we all have to die on if we have to die. We will fight this. I'm not taking this. I'm not going to stand for them putting in my food. I'm not going to let them put – I don't trust anybody that likes Hitler to have anything to do with me, okay? So if you're that kind of a guy, if you're a Klaus Schwab, you've all know a Harari Hitler fan, or Bill Gates, which is, you know, one and the same, or George Soros, you know, listen, you're on your own. You will not do anything to me or my family. We will not have it happen. And that is the line, right? We're doing everything we can. We're fighting it in every court we can. We're fighting it in the media. We're fighting it in the state legislatures. You know, and this is why we're doing what we're doing with House Bill 1169. You know, we did what nobody does. We posted the names of the organizations and lobbyists opposing this bill. We also posted the names and phone numbers and emails of the committee members. Hopefully people are calling. I don't know. I'm praying that they are. If you're not, you should be, because it's your food supply that's at risk. You know, we don't have an alternative. So, yeah, at this point, the real thing that we've got to do is we've got to move into the fight back. And what does that look like, and how do we do it? And that's where I'm at right now.
Well, and I want to expand on that, but first I want to get back to a kind of question you posed earlier this segment and last segment a little bit too, which is, if you just took somebody, just let's say a neutral non-observer, and you played these clips of what Bill Gates says about getting the population to zero, or Harari says about microchipping everybody on the planet, or, you know, Klaus Schwab, you'll own nothing and be happy. If you just showed those clips to a neutral non-observer, like you said, they'd be stunned. They'd be like, well, wow, these are evil people. These are tyrants. How could they ever get a platform? Well, I actually have the answer to that. This is something I've been studying for a while now. And it's not just about Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the rest of them getting a platform. It's the same thing with what they do to children, and they call it trans kids or gender affirming surgery, when it's really child abuse and genital mutilation. They have all of these different things. They have these tricks. It's like an abracadabra trick is what I usually call it, Tom. It's like abracadabra. They have these disguises like, oh, I'm a good liberal. They're not liberals. Oh, I'm just pro-LGBTQ+. We're just standing against homophobes and transphobes. And so they put on these disguises of, oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, I'm just fighting for trans rights and gay rights. And then when you remove that disguise, when you pull that mask off, you find the truth. These are bloodthirsty, soul-sucking tyrants that hate humanity. And all this whole liberalism, gay flag, pride stuff, that is all a disguise for what... Same thing, Black Lives Matter. Oh, we're just here helping black people. Black Lives Matter, $2 billion, riots all year. Oh, we're just helping black people. That's all this is. You can't say anything negative about this. We're just helping black people. It's this amazing disguise. It's what the left does. It's what liberals do, from a low-level Antifa, BLM, gay flag, to the high-level Bill Gates, Harari. Oh, we're just liberals. We're just trying to empower people. No, we see through this now.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You can always tell what they're doing because it's what they accuse us of, right? You know, I'm a huge fan of Martin Luther King. Huge, huge fan. Martin Luther King said, let us be judged by the content of our character rather than the color of our skin. Yet now we have CRT. I fight against CRT because Martin Luther King said, you know, let's content a character over the color of skin. But yet they want to portray being against CRT as racist when CRT is inherently racist. You can always tell what they're going to do because CRT teaches the first thing you're supposed to look at is the color of someone's skin. Not in my family. We aren't bigots. And if you're a CRT person, you're a bigot. I'm sorry. You're a racist. I'm not into that. So you can tell what they're doing because they accuse you of it. Whatever they're doing is what they accuse us of. So just look at yourself. Look around. Ask, what's Joe Biden and the left accusing us of? And you'll know that's what they are. It's real clear.
All right. Tom Renz with us. If you can do another segment, let's kind of put bookends on this. And your fight to stop them from vaccinating us through the food. Because that's the issue people need to be made aware of. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day.
All right, final segment here with Tom Renz. Folks, remember, everything we do here is made possible by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We make it easy, great products, emergency food supplies, air filtration, water filtration, household needs like toothpaste. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We go out and find the highest quality product and sell it at the lowest price to fund ourselves. That's what we do here. Last segment with Tom Renz. Let's get back to the matter at hand. They want to vaccinate us through the food. Now, obviously, the most effective way to vaccinate the people is, oh, put them in fear. Oh, you need to have 20 vaccines right into your baby as soon as they're born. And if not, they're going to die from these diseases. So, it's a deadly virus going around. You need a vaccine, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four, maybe five. Who knows how many, because this virus might kill you. Using that fear tactic, no doubt that's what they would really like to do is just inject it right into you. But if they can't do that because of your stubbornness, your obstinance, they're going to try to do it through the food. So again, tell people where they can find more information about this. Tell people about what's going on in Missouri. Cause this is one of those stories that is going to be overlooked right now with all the other craziness going on, specifically the Trump indictment, but other craziness as well. But this is a story that needs highlighted.
Yeah, well, and we're fighting, and thank God. Thank you, Owen. Thank you to InfoWars. Thank you for all the people that are helping us get this out there because, you know, listen, we're going to fight. You know, the Trump indictment's got to be fought, and I am 100% against that, and I've talked about that extensively on my show, on Tom Renz's show. and on my Rumble channel and everywhere else. But the thing is if we're all dying from poison food, it isn't going to matter who's president, right? And this is happening right now, so we need this. And the thing is this is real simple. It's a two-page bill. It's a two-page bill in a Republican state that all it does is require informed consent and disclosure. I mean, there is no reason to oppose this bill. So it's really, really an easy thing. We just got to get the Republicrats to quit selling out, right? And there's a big difference. You know, like I said, we got Holly Jones and, you know, Bill Hardwick, you know, the bill sponsor and the committee chair that are doing good stuff. We just need to get the rest of these guys off their butts, right? So we need people fighting back. We've got to continue pushing this message out. And if you go to tomrenz.com, TOMRENZ.com, you know, we're going to keep putting information out. And if you follow us on Twitter and Truth Social, we're going to keep putting information out. The quickest way for me to get it out, though, is Twitter and Truth Social. And, you know, we have to keep it up on tomrenz.com, though, too, because – you know, frankly, we just never know when we're going to get censored or how we're going to get censored or who's going to do it. I saw that the post-millennial today has some stuff. Turns out that the Twitter algorithm looks like it's got some sort of a backdoor for the government to modify what they're showing. That explains a lot because, you know, we've been exposing that the DOD is very much at the core of creation of SARS-CoV-2 and also the creation and distribution of the vaccines. I mean, we've been talking about that extensively. And naturally, that's been censored like you can't believe. So, you know, I mean, the DOD is very much involved in this, the DIA, the CIA. I mean, we know that. I know you talk about it here on InfoWars, you know, but, yeah, it's interesting because now we see that they're probably the ones who are modifying and doing what's happening to make sure that we're censored everywhere. And, yeah, even the Renz Tom Twitter profile. I had to break a tweet up, was it last night, talking about this, about House Bill 1169, talking about Bill Gates and all these guys that are in there. I had to break it up into multiple tweets because when I put it together, it wouldn't let me post it. So I had to break it up and change the wording and post it in multiple tweets so that I could get it out there. That's content censorship, folks. There's no reason. As soon as I broke it up, it went through just fine, but it wouldn't go through until I broke it up. That's happening because our federal government, I believe, is very actively involved in the censorship of this. They're very actively working against us, and they're very actively doing everything they can to keep me silenced. I'm trying to compete with Alex for being the most censored guy on the planet right now. And so, you know, this comes back to fighting back and you guys helping me share the information, because the farther the information gets, the more we can do with it.
Well, you know, here's my thing. I see you fighting like hell. I see Clay Clark fighting like hell. I see Alex Jones fighting like hell. I've seen Donald Trump fighting like hell, and I just wonder where the sense of urgency within the Republican Party is, because there's Republicans that I like that I think are good people. I like Thomas Massie. I mean, take Rand Paul for an example. Rand Paul is definitely leading the charge against Anthony Fauci right now, but I'm just a little confused. Like, where is the sense of urgency? Where is the hit the ground running? Where is the start a project and finish it? I just don't get it. It's like, hey, we can put Fauci on the stand twice a year and get viral clips, and maybe that exposes him, but I'm sorry, that does nothing. Somebody has to pay for funding the creation of COVID-19 that led to the global pandemic. I mean, somebody needs to be charged for illegal gain-of-function research and funding it. I mean, but it's just like, okay, we get signs that people care. We get some nice video clips of people pretending to care in Congress. But it's like, where is the sense of urgency? Where is the actual action? Where are the people in positions of power fighting like hell, like some of us are, we the people?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna hit this real head on for you, Owen. So I like Rand Paul, and I want to support him wholeheartedly. Problem is at this point, I don't trust any politicians, any. So, you know, Rand Paul's doing a great job of making headlines, but I have never once heard Rand Paul talk about the DOD being the actual funders. And, you know, maybe he has. Maybe I just haven't heard it. But the DOD is responsible for this. I don't see him calling them up and raking them over the coal. You know, Fauci was working for DOD. He was in charge of bioweapons. That's what, I mean, statutorily. Why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we investigating our CIA and DIA? We know that the CIA was aware of what's going on. This looks like a botched intelligence operation. We got all sorts of info on that. It, you know, if you want to get to the bottom of it, that. But here's the thing that I don't know. I like Rand Paul. I like Ron Johnson. So Ron Johnson actually allowed me to speak, which is incredible. You know, I like all these guys. But here's the thing. My question is it form or substance? I don't know yet. And who's the cause of this? Now, we know, so I've been able to sniff out, and I can tell you, I can't go into the details because I don't want to share it publicly because then they'd know how I did it. But we were able to catch, there were staffers in some of these state houses that are bought and paid for. They're owned by the opposition, people who hate freedom, right? We were able to sniff that out. We were able to test the theory, and it turned out to be very accurate. We also have tested it at the federal level. We know that a lot of staffers for a lot of good congresspeople are crooks. Now, here's the problem. Rand Paul, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan's a great example. Jim Jordan, who the hell do you trust if you're Jim Jordan? I mean, who do you trust? Same with Donald Trump. Everybody says, well, how is it that Trump doesn't know about this or doesn't know about that? Well, because literally, these people, our opposition, are spending they're making trillions of dollars. You can spend $1 billion on the best spies in the world to have the best influence operation in the universe around people, and it doesn't matter because you're making a trillion, right? So these guys are surrounded by crooks, they're surrounded by sellouts, they're surrounded by bad guys. So the question becomes, are the elected officials that we've got, are they garbage? Or is it their staff that's lying to them? Are they being manipulated? Are they getting the truth? And I don't know the answer to that. Like I said, I like Rand Paul. I hope he'll listen to me. I can assure you I'm not for sale, and I don't care if I make any money off of it or not. I'd love to talk with him about this stuff. I'd love to talk to Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan was my congressman and wouldn't talk to me. He tried to pawn me off on some staffers and ignore what I had to say. You know, why? Why? What, you got a whole lot more influential people in Ohio? I mean, listen. I'm happy to talk with these guys and work with these guys. And, you know, maybe they've got liars around them. Maybe they got crooks around them. I don't know what the problem is. Don't even care. I'm not an insider, but I don't want to be an insider, and I'm not going to kiss their butt. I'm just going to keep fighting. Because the one thing I know is I don't trust politicians. They want to earn our trust. They can earn our trust, but they work for us. So they've got to earn our trust. I'm not going to kiss their butt to get their, get
well, the here's what scares me, Tom, in the last 60 seconds with you. Here's what scares me is that there's still this level of comfort zone that a lot of, you know, conservatives, Republicans have, where they'll talk a big game and maybe they'll swing every once in a while when the cameras are on them, take a big swing. But other than that, they always fall right back into their comfort zone. Their bank account's doing fine. Their private property's doing fine. They're doing okay. And what I'm afraid of is that it's going to take them getting out of their comfort zone being gone, for them to actually get a sense of urgency and take real action. But that scares me because I know what that looks like. And if their comfort zone gets lost, then the rest of us are just going to be devastated.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. That's why I keep pushing. I keep fighting the censorship, trying to get support, because we're suing them. We're fighting them. We're fighting them legal. We're fighting them political. We're fighting them PR. We'll keep fighting as long as people support us and give us the help. Keep sharing. I'm going to keep fighting until God says I'm done. That's all there is to it. I don't care. Not trying to be anybody's friend. Just trying to win our freedom.
Tom Renz, great stuff. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.